Do you want to speak to you about the issue that's sort of rumbling on in the background, which is the pay-per-view issue?
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, how are sales going as we sit here on Wednesday afternoon?
Most of the sales are done on the night. The tracking is that it's doing very well indeed. I don't like to sit here and boast about how well pay-per-view is doing, but it's well ahead of targets. You know, of course, when we announced, we announced with Bellew Cleverly, James Degout on the bill, Scott Quigg on the bill, and Smith against Edge Locker, and that was about it. So after, as time's gone on, obviously Joshua against Brock, we've added George Groves, Degout's in a real fight.
Yeah.
We know Callum's in a great fight, Scott Quigg, Jay McDonald. So, I mean, generally, you know, the response now is very positive, and I think Sky do a great job of building the hype and, you know, the suspense of the fight. But the bottom line is Bellew Cleverly is a great fight.
Yeah.
You know, and people say, oh, there's not a world title on the line, but they're the same people that moan about world titles not meaning anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I know that for a fact, if I said to Tony Bellew, what would you rather, win a world title or beat Nathan Cleverly? The answer is beat Nathan Cleverly. So that's what it means, and I think I've not seen a bill like this assembled for a long time. And you know, everything's great.
In terms of projected sales, quite sort of that direct question, but what are you targeting? Can you give us a figure or a comparison to other pay-per-views?
No, I mean, look, I'll word this. I think that we appreciate this isn't going to do the numbers of Frotch Groves 2. We don't think it will be a million miles off the likes of Frotch Kessler 1,
yep.
Which did really well. But again, you know, this has come about because we did one pay-per-view this year. We had a slot on December 6th for Brooke and Bellew against Cleverly. Brooke got injured, and then Sky said, what can we do? So I said, we can do this. And they said, fantastic. And then we've gone from there. They've never once thought this was a bad idea, or it's not a great card, or, and now, you know, they're being proved right. And by the time Fight Night comes around, don't forget, we're only on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, and when you buy pay-per-view, sometimes you make your decision at 6, 7 o'clock on Saturday night, when you're sitting there after the Arsenal Man United game, is it Arsenal Man United?
Yeah.
And go, oh, I'm in. Boom. Six hours of championship boxing.
Yeah.
You know, it's great value, isn't it? You know, people get concerned about, oh yeah, but if we support this, is this the way it's all going to go? No, it's not at all. You know, this was an opportunity through dates and through putting together a huge card. The other criticism we've had is that they could have done all these fights as main events over a period of time.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do them over 3 or 4 months. I wanted to do it in one night.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great opportunity for these guys to progress. For me to get my biggest fighters out, to make a super fight. I could have done Bellew Cleverly with a poor undercard on normal Sky. I accept that.
Mm.
But I could not have done it with this card. And people say, is Bellew Cleverly a pay-per-view fight? On its own? Probably not. Is it a pay-per-view show with DeGale, Groves, Joshua, Callum Smith, two world title fights, and Jane McDonald and Scott Quigg? I believe yes. The numbers are proving me yes, and the response now is proving me yes. People get on the bandwagon because they see someone else on Twitter say, oh, it's a joke, you know, and then they sit there and order it on Saturday night. It's not, this isn't a shape of things to come. This is just, you know, a great night of boxing that happens to be pay-per-view, and the response now is very positive.
You've promoted a few rivalries and sort of, you know, feuds, if you like, now. What's the art of promoting a rivalry, and what's the key to it? And because your dad's been there and done it, has he sort of always been your ear and given you tips on it?
The key is, you know, in football, sometimes the manager is only as good as the team that he's got. In boxing, sometimes the coach is only as good as his fighters that he's got. And perhaps in promoting, you're only as good as your broadcast that you've got. So the key for us was to secure the exclusivity with Sky.
Yeah.
And we feel we're the best promoters out there. We feel we're the freshest promoters out there. But if we didn't have Sky Sports, we certainly wouldn't be number one.
Yeah.
So we're very lucky in that respect. And they do a great job with, you know, the gloves are off, with behind the ropes, with the press conferences, with the weigh-ins, to build all that. Sometimes you've just got the right mix. Bellew against Cleverly is a great example. Frotch against Groves is just a great example. People love rivalries. This rivalry, you know Tony well, goes quite deep. You know, it's not like you can have a proper conversation with him about Nathan Cleverly. You cannot. You know, I'm talking about at the moment, who walks first? Who? Well, me. Well, I was going to toss a coin. What?
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like, you know, and where Nathan might be more like, no, toss, yeah, fair, fair, you know. So it's, and I'm concerned tomorrow, but I'm more concerned about the weighing. Because when you put your head on another man's head that you really don't like, there will be a reaction. and I know they'll come together. And we just got to manage it in the right way to make this hype is great.
Yes.
But we don't want it getting nasty at the weigh-in, which it could do. Because
have you had to get extra security than you normally would? Or?
Yeah, there'll be extra security drafted in, but a lot of the time it's really down to me and the hope that they listen to me. And I'm constantly, I mean, when we did it in Liverpool and when we did it in Cardiff, I was always in their ear. Listen, we've got another one in Cardiff, that, I mean, I heard it on Behind the Ropes last night.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, is that nothing silly, nothing silly,
yeah.
You know, because they need to be told.
Yeah.
You know, they're role models as well, there's young people watching that, you know, they can't just be rolling around having a punch up on the weighing stage.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people like to see the rivalry in their eyes, and it's going to be difficult for them not to, you know. So you do the camera, and then you go like that, and then one goes like that, and then one goes like that. As soon as they're touching, you've got a big problem, because he's going to go like that, he's going to go like that, he's going to, and then it's just, that's it. And,
yeah.
And on that kind of stage, it can all escalate, and it can all get out of control in a second, and we don't want that.
Something I picked up on you saying before, this isn't for a world title, this isn't for anything, you know, tangible in terms of other than the rivalry. But the winner, we spoke about it before, what is in line for the winner? Is it straightforward?
It's an official eliminator for the WBO title. Oh. Marco Hook is flying in. He wants the winner. Simple as that.
Yeah.
The winner of this fight, this is the biggest fight in the cruiserweight division. Most people agree with me. Some people go, oh, what about Huck versus Hernandez? I go, what? Who's that big to? Do you know what I mean? This is a big fight. All the world champions out there are looking at this fight. They want the winner. And they could fight Huck, they could fight Hernandez, you know, they could fight Ginzord, the WBC champion.
Yeah.
So the answer is the winner of this fight probably becomes the biggest name in the cruiserweight division. You know, I mean, Huck is obviously a big name to talk about him possibly moving up to fight Klitschko.
Yes.
Who knows? But, you know, I think the winner and loser will probably go on to fight for a world title at some stage, but probably the winner next.
Just going to say, because with Hernandez's next fight being broadcast
Channel
on Channel 5,
yeah,
that
yeah.
gets a profile for him.
It does,
so is that something that you consider? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, they're all tough.
Yeah.
Huck's really tough fight. Hernandez is very good. Afolabi will cause him problems.
Yeah.
But, you know, what you're seeing is you're seeing the biggest financial opportunity and the biggest profile fight not being for a world title.
Yes.
So what if Bellew wins an absolute screamer of a fight? Do you do it again? You know, I mean, of course, the long-term game is to win a world title,
yeah.
But when there's, you know, this kind of demand for that fight, you have to make it happen. So.
Just finally then, Ed, where's the fight won and lost?
I don't really know. I mean, I think that mentally, I mean, you'd think that mentally Nathan was in a better place because he seems very calm and composed.
Yeah.
He has got the demons of his loss, but that was down at light heavyweight. I think both guys were a lot more fragile at light heavyweight, especially Tony, and now they're thick set, and I think they've got the ability to take shots. The fight is won and lost in terms of whether Nathan can outbox and outwork Tony Bellew, and whether he can stand up to Tony's shots.
Mm.
If Nathan Cleverley can stand up to Tony Bellew's power, which he did before, you'd have to think he was the favourite for the fight. If he can't, then you've got to think Bellew can stop him. But looking at the size of Cleverley the other day at the workout, he looks massive. You'll see, you know, his shoulders are huge, and I don't know. It's honestly, you know, people keep saying to me, you know, who's going to win? And obviously, I promote both guys, so I'm just not going to say what I think. But the answer is what I think. I don't know.
Mm.
Part of me thinks Cleverley could win on points, outwork him, and outspeed him.
Yeah.
And part of me thinks Bellew could stop him. But then looking at Tony on the pads the other day, and the fact that they're big, big men, can Cleverley hurt Bellew? I think the answer might be yes. You know, Tony was in a bad way against Brudov in the seventh round. Brudov's not a puncher.
Yeah.
You know,
and
it's all about when you're standing and trading. I see this fight ending via a devastating knockout while they're trading. And it could, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Tony's best knockouts have come while he's trading.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to trade and someone's going to get knocked out.
Makes sense.